Home is where the heart is. You are going to listen to a recording about tips for people living abroad. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C or D, for each question, 1 to 5. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Home is where the heart is. Written by Beverly Nerden, Sydney, Australia. Remember the reasons why you moved to a different city and write down what you want to achieve during your stay. Beverly Nerden gives some tips on how to feel at home in your new adopted country.
How am I happy living in Sydney when my family and heritage are in London? From time to time, I need to remind myself who I am and why I am here. Here are some guidelines if you are having similar difficulties. 1. Know yourself and your needs. Where are you in your life right now? Where are you able to do your best work and where are your career opportunities? Where are your personal and professional relationships? Where are you financially better off and able to invest for the future? Where are your emotional and spiritual needs served best? Remember the reasons why you moved to a different city and write down what you want to achieve during your stay. 2. Connect with your passions. What makes you feel really alive? And what excites you? Real happiness comes from being absorbed in what you are doing. There are many things that you can do equally well in any geographical location. The important thing is that you make sure that you do them and don't make any excuses for being lazy. Make a list of things that make you feel alive and plan to do them daily. Build good experiences where you are and share them with the people around you. 3. Create your own tribe. If you want a friend, be a friend. Recognize and acknowledge the abilities and talents of the people you meet and share your skills with them. Treat the people around you as you would your lifelong friends, and they will be there to support you when times are tough. Consider who you need in your tribe and seek them out. 4. Keep in touch. People do not know if you are thinking about them unless you make contact. Keep a diary and remember birthdays and anniversaries. Make sure you engage with other people regularly and celebrate your own life events with friends in places that inspire you. 5. Be positive. Look for the good around you. The law of attraction tells us that we get what we focus on. There will always be more good things in your day if you make a point of noting them and remarking upon them. If someone asks you how you are feeling, the word excellent will make you feel far better than the word fine. Creating a gratitude diary and recording 10 good things that happen to you each day will remind you that you are in the right place, wherever you are. I am pleased to have two homes because each one complements the other. And if home is where the heart is, my heart is wherever I am.
Home is where the heart is. Written by Beverly Nerden, Sydney, Australia. Remember the reasons why you moved to a different city and write down what you want to achieve during your stay. Beverly Nerden gives some tips on how to feel at home in your new adopted country.
How am I happy living in Sydney when my family and heritage are in London? From time to time, I need to remind myself who I am and why I am here. Here are some guidelines if you are having similar difficulties. 1. Know yourself and your needs. Where are you in your life right now? Where are you able to do your best work and where are your career opportunities? Where are your personal and professional relationships? Where are you financially better off and able to invest for the future? Where are your emotional and spiritual needs served best? Remember the reasons why you moved to a different city and write down what you want to achieve during your stay. 2. Connect with your passions. What makes you feel really alive and what excites you? Real happiness comes from being absorbed in what you are doing. There are many things that you can do equally well in any geographical location. The important thing is that you make sure that you do them and don't make any excuses for being lazy. Make a list of things that make you feel alive and plan to do them daily. Build good experiences where you are and share them with the people around you. 3. Create your own tribe. If you want a friend, be a friend. Recognize and acknowledge the abilities and talents of the people you meet and share your skills with them. Treat the people around you as you would your lifelong friends, and they will be there to support you when times are tough. Consider who you need in your tribe and seek them out. 4. Keep in touch. People do not know if you are thinking about them unless you make contact. Keep a diary and remember birthdays and anniversaries. Make sure you engage with other people regularly and celebrate your own life events with friends in places that inspire you. 5. Be positive. Look for the good around you. The law of attraction tells us that we get what we focus on. There will always be more good things in your day if you make a point of noting them and remarking upon them. If someone asks you how you are feeling, the word excellent will make you feel far better than the word fine. Creating a gratitude diary and recording 10 good things that happen to you each day will remind you that you are in the right place, wherever you are. I am pleased to have 2 homes, because each one complements the other. And if home is where the heart is, my heart is wherever I am.